Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Edition of Your Miracle International, our Miracle Prayer Day. I'm your host and facilitator, Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 120 minutes. We're so glad that you've taken time out this morning to be a part of our program. We thank God and we certainly thank you for the miracle of today, because if you can hear my voice, the miracle has already begun. Because God woke us up this morning, and every day God is still in the miracle-working business. So this morning I want to share with you all the power and glory of God, of what our program today is about. The purpose, and I want to welcome each and every one of you all under the sound of my voice, and let you know that there is still time to text someone, send them the flyer that many of you all received, to let them know that, listen, you want to get up early for this because your miracle awaits you. Not just the miracle of life that you've woken up this morning, but the miracle of the day and the blessings that are in store for you ahead of today. We've got a very powerful program this morning, that talks about what miracles are based on, and it's based on faith. And that faith only has to be the size of a seed, the mustard seed. Many of you all perhaps have not had an opportunity to go and take a look at a mustard seed. I intentionally and purposely went out in the past to see how big really is a mustard seed. And it really shocked me. It shocked me to see the size of a mustard seed. And I was so taken for this that it's like, God, this is all you require? This is all you require for us to have faith. It's the faith that's this small, the size of a mustard seed. And that's what this is all about. That's what our program is all about. That if you have faith, that we know what faith is. You know, we know what Scripture has told us. Faith is, it's a powerful thing. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, but evidence of the things not seen. Like it's a woman waiting for that man to come into her life. But she has faith. The faith is in God. The faith is in God. God, I know you're going to do this for me because you've already done it. Then it's possible that he's working on that woman for herself to be aligned for the man that he has in position for her. You see, there's nothing, absolutely nothing greater than love. There's nothing greater than love. And God is all love. And I know as we read throughout the Old Testament, we see where it seemed that God was a tyrant or a vicious God. But God, in his omniscience, in his omnipresence, he's all love. And all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And so the Bible also tells us, there is nothing good that he would withhold from us. There's nothing good. It's like a parent with children. You know, and what happens is sometimes, you know, one kid is just, you think that he takes after that other parent's family. You know, sometimes we accuse him of that. It's like, this child takes after the mama's family, or this child takes after the father's side of the family, because I don't know where this child came from, right? So, but the thing is, you still love that child. That parent still loves that child. But yet, that child has to go through certain consequences of his or her behavior. And nevertheless, we're no different. God loves us so much because he says, whom God loveth, he chastiseth, he chastens. And that's the thing about it. He's so loving. He's given us everything on this planet that we need, even for the healing of the nations. And see, it comes down to our faith. And the faith today, you know, as I welcome you all and tell you the purpose about the Miracle Prayer Day, call somebody, share it with them. Don't let them be without knowing that there's testimonies today. There's prayer warriors, they powerful prayer warriors. And then, you know, one of my toughest stories that I love so much is about the woman with the issue of blood. That this woman just had just, oh my goodness, you're going to hear me say this as we reiterate it throughout today's program, maybe one or two more times. That woman, she just felt that she had an issue of blood, and she felt that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, the hem of his garment. And I've read this so many times, and I've preached that so many times. This woman just had the faith, just the faith, that mustard seed faith, that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. And so for those of you all that are seeking miracles, set it in your mind. Make it your mindset without a shadow of a doubt that if I could just have that relationship with God, the creator of the universe, if I could just have that, you know, the word if is a hypothetical, if I could, you know, and if we could substitute that to say that I'm going to have that relationship with God, I'm going to, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. The woman says, I'm going to, if we were to substitute that word, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and I will be made whole. I'm going to have that relationship with God. So I know God will send the companion that I'm supposed to have. We talked about companionship last night. And why doesn't God send me the companion so that I'm not alone? That's what the topic was last night. But if we realize that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and so you start to go into a gratitude of thankfulness and saying, thank you, God, for the companion that you have sent me, as if it's already coming, if it's he or she is already coming. Thank you, God, for the bills that it seems like I couldn't pay, but you have sent a blessing, a miracle in my life. God, thank you for the home that you've given me, that I didn't see it coming, but I know that it was coming because I got the faith in you. This is what faith is, you all. So I welcome each and every one of you all, and it's not me to preach today, but I just want to tell you, when that lady touched, we're talking about miracles today, when she touched the hem of his garment, and see, it wasn't easy to just get to Jesus through the crowd. There were crowds of people, but she made somehow or other, made her way through that crowd. And he was surrounded by the disciples, you know, but somehow or other she got close enough. She got close enough. And that's what it's going to take you all, getting up early in the morning, if you please, to have your relationship with him. She got close enough. She made her, even though she had issues, her issue of blood, she got close enough. And then that she could just touch, reach out. She probably was struggling so much to get through the crowd, pushing people, you know, unintentionally or intentionally, either one. But she knew she had a purpose. She knew she had intent. I got to get there. I got to do this thing. I got to get close enough. sure enough, the story tells us that she got close enough, and not just close enough, she got there to touch the hem of his garment. And then I'm sure she just fell on her knees once she touched him. But nevertheless, when Jesus felt the touch, and he had been touched by so many people, his disciples must have looked at him and say, Jesus, something wrong. Are you okay? Because people have been touching you. And he said, somebody touched me. And, you know, you would imagine it's just like being on a crowded bus or a train or a subway or the tube in London. And, you know, like people are shoving each other and touching all over the place. But Jesus said, somebody touched me. And I could only imagine the disciples looked and like, what is he talking about? And they probably looked at each other like, seriously? Jesus saying that? All these people out here? And he said, somebody touched me. And then he went on to say, virtue went out of him. Virtue went out of him. Purity went out of him. Power went out of him. Glory went out. That touch, based on that woman's mustard seed of faith, just did something to Christ, but yet it made her whole. So this morning, as I give you the welcome, as I give you the purpose, I want you to know that God is still in that miracle-working business. He's still in that miracle-working business, and you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And so today, you may have a prayer for someone out there, a loved one, a friend, a family member, that you want a miracle in that person's life. There is nothing too hard for God. So I welcome each and every one of you all, and I thank God for you all, and I thank God that you're on this line with us this morning. To God be the glory, great things he's done and he's doing. So this morning I want to thank each and every one of you all once again for being here on this program. We're going to go now with our opening prayer with Sister Brignotta Bay. Good morning, Sister Brignotta Bay. Welcome to today's program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. I come to you, Lord, right now because you first loved me. Lord, I ask you to continue to cover us with your angels in this gathering while we hear from the hearts of your children. Lord, you created us in your image and likeness. And you said in your word, if we would just believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he died and rose for us, we would be saved. Father God, we accept your gift of everlasting life. It is our faith that we need to have in order to please God. God can't hear us if we don't believe in him to call him. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord, I call those things that be not as though they are. We are the righteousness of you, Lord. Oh, my God. We lean on you for all truth and understanding. Lord, give everyone here today the ability to speak according to your will of love in your precious Son's mighty name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Brignotta Bay. And I just want to say this here. There are people on the programs each and every other week that we have, whether it's the Miracle Prayer Day, which is today, or our International Divine Intervention Day, who have, in the last hour, the 11th hour, that have come through on these various programs. And Sister Brignotta Bay, you're one of those that we are graciously thankful for. And we have others who have also come And sometimes you never know how the program's going to turn out, but I'm faithful that it's God's program, so it's always going to come through, even in the 11th hour, as just as indication of last night and this morning. The program wasn't even complete, and I tried to complete it 2 weeks in advance. But God takes over in my frailty. God takes over in my weakness. God takes over in my inability because he puts it together because it's all about him. It's all about him. And see, all we have to do is plant a seed. And he says that if you lift me up, I will draw men unto me. So we've got prayer warriors that will be coming in the different forms of people this morning. We have Sister Nila Lewis, who never says no. She was on the program this morning at 4:30, but yet and still, she concluded her program to come over to this program. We have Sister Shannon Bright, who never says no. Sent me a text this morning when the program wasn't even complete. I woke up to the message this morning. It says, whatever you need, my brother. Whatever you need. And see, that's what we've got to say. Is God, whatever you need me to do, I'm willing. I'm a vessel. You know, I'm short of a singer this morning. We have one singer that's online. And we usually have two. We don't have someone for the song of meditation. But you know what? I'm faithful. And it's like, God didn't give me that talent to sing. But if I have to, I will try my best. And then God can take what seems to be our worst and turn it into the good. And it sounds pretty good. But I'm hoping, God, I'm not counting on that one today because I don't want the people hanging up on the phone. But I believe and I'm faithful that if we need a song of meditation, God will bring that to us as well. So listen, I want to just thank you, Sister Brignotta Bay, for that beautiful prayer, opening prayer this morning, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we have to learn to call those things to be as though they were. So Sister Brignotta Bay, as usual, you're right on time. Thank you for that.
You are so welcome.
And now we move right on to this morning. We're going to have our scripture and interpretation this morning. Our scripture and interpretation this morning by Sister Tanisha Osborne. Good morning, Sister Osborne.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. It's such a blessing being on the line with you all this morning and just knowing that God woke us all up and we are on the line to worship and praise him. Before I read the scripture, I would like to pray in Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We want to thank you, Lord, for being here. Please help us to understand the scripture and to give us understanding through you, Holy Spirit. We thank you and we love you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So the scripture reading for today is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what is faith? Faith is confidence, trust in God, to know he is who he is. When Moses asked God, "Who shall I say sent me?" God told him to tell them, "I am that I am sent you," in Exodus 3:14, to the children of Israel concerning their bondage in Egypt and how God was coming down to free them. He heard their cries. God is who he is, point blank, period. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega in Revelations 1:8. When we come to him, we must have the confidence and trust in knowing that when we pray or communicate with him, he truly has our backs and hears us and is concerned with everything that concerns us. Cast your care on him, for he cares for you. That's found in 1 Peter 5:7. He will never leave us or forsake us. He stands by his word because his word is truth. John 17:17. He is the way and the truth. John 14:6. I like to give an example of a story of a child. There was a child who loved to jump off the bed into his dad's arms Even though the space between him and his dad seemed vast as he jumped off the bed, the child was never fearful because he had faith his father would catch him and not let him fall. Just like the child had faith that his father would never let him fall, so our faith must be in our Heavenly Father, knowing he will never let us fall. For he tells us, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness, Isaiah 41:10. What is faith? Faith is trusting God, having confidence in him, knowing God got you. Whenever, through whatever, you can trust him. And that is the thought for today for the verse.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Osborne, for that beautiful scripture reading and interpretation. Yes, God does have us when we jump off that bed. Remind me of my two babies, the two youngest kids, jumping off the bed into either my arms or their mother's arms, jumping off that bed. And just, you know, even when we weren't expecting them, they did that. So God, but we always managed to catch them, always managed to avoid them getting hurt when they were jumping on us. Listen, thank you. What a timely message. And that's what God's program is all about. God's timing is impeccable. God's timing is always perfect. You will see how this program becomes synchronized this morning, even knowing that we don't have that singer for a song of meditation. But watch the power of God in his deliverance. And so this morning, we're going to be featured now with special music this morning, early morning music, because I know this young lady has another engagement. But we're going to be featured with someone whose first time speaking or singing on our show this morning, Sister Yvonne Morgan. Good morning, Sister Morgan, and welcome to today's program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I just want to, as I sing this song, I just want you to know that a lot of time God puts things in our way, and through it, it's just a way to help him, help us to build our faith in him. Through it all. One minute. I'm trying to get the music to play. I guess God works in mysterious ways sometimes. Trying to sing with the music, but the music doesn't want to play this morning.
Well, a cappella never fails.
Okay, let me do a cappella then, because it's not doing what it's supposed to do. All right. I've had many trials and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. And there were times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Through it all, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I learned to depend upon his word. I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces, and there were times when I felt so all alone. But in those lonely hours, yes, in those lonely hours, Jesus made me know I was his very own. That's why I say, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I learned to depend upon His word. Yes, I learned to depend upon His word. I know I learned to depend upon His word. Amen.
Amen. That was not bad at all. That was very good, in fact. So God always has a ram in the bush. So thank you. But it sounded perfectly well. Thank you so very much, because we got the message from behind it that no matter what we're dealing with, through it all, we've got to learn to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we've got to learn to trust in God. Through it all, as we go through it all and we trust in Him, we learn to trust upon His word, because God's word is absolute. When He sent His word out and said, let there be light, there couldn't be darkness when He said, let there be light, because the light came out of the darkness. So through it all, once we get there, we have to learn to trust in God. So Sister Yvonne Morgan, thank you so very much for blessing our hearts this morning with your music. Thank you so very much with that song of ministry. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
All right, now as we move along with our program this morning, we've got some powerful stuff ahead for you all this morning, and I am so glad that God woke me up this morning, and I'm certain that you all are as well. We're going to be... we're going to have a brief message brought to us this morning, by a three-minute message. It's less than that. It's by Sister Sparkles. Sister Sparkles is going to bring us this morning just a short special reading this morning, and it's a very powerful reading. And perhaps she may want to take time, just another moment, to introduce or interpret that reading this morning. She shared with me earlier this week, and I was very excited to hear that. And we thought it would be good to read on the program. And while she's preparing for that, Sister Lewis, I know you can hear me on the sound of my voice, and you're on mute on this end in the studio. There was a reading that you read some time ago that really was, that enriched my life. I heard it one morning on your program, or one of my programs, and it was a reading about, I can't even remember it verbatimly, but if you are able to find that reading, because, and it triggered my mind this morning when Sister Morgan, I believe it was, who said that God sometimes put things in our way to cause us, you know, for our good. And that reading where he says God gave us some, you know, some troubles so that we could overcome this or that. And I thought that was also beautiful. So this morning sometime we may call upon you if you can locate that document, that reading. I think it will bless everybody's heart also on the program. Sister Lewis, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clearly. You know the reading I'm talking about?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, good. We'll call upon you at the appointed time to give us that reading, because that reading blessed my heart. I had some troubling news back in October, and I heard that, and I was so blessed by it. When I didn't want to talk to anybody, and last October when I got results that I did not pass the bar exam for D.C., Washington, D.C., it's like I didn't want to talk to anybody. And when I referred to that reading that she did, and it was just – it was one of the most beautiful readings that I could have ever encountered. So at the appointed time, we're going to bring her back in to share it with us. Thank you, Sister Lewis, for that. And once again, Sister Morgan, see how God works is synchronizing things. Because when she said the word, sometimes God puts these things in our way, it triggered my brain to say, people need to hear this reading. But right now we're going to be featured with Sister, and thank you, Sister Lewis, for being ready, as always, for the time when we call upon you. This morning we're going to be featured with a special talk by Sister Sparkle that will be followed by The Miracle Within by Sister Alexis Walker-Jones. All right, good morning, Sister Sparkles.
Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. So I have a morning prayer I would like to share with you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Lord, thank you for reminding me today are not working out how I thought they should. That doesn't mean that you haven't worked it out. Just because I didn't see the answer that I expected doesn't mean that you didn't answer me. Your thoughts and your ways are beyond my understanding. The one thing that I do know is that when I give my problems over to you, you answer and you work it out. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to do anything. You knew about this long before I even prayed about it. You knew the answer long before I even knew that there was a problem. All I need to do today is to be still and know you are God and that you got it. In Jesus' name, amen. And this was a reading that was written by Pastor Tim Carsten, Jr. at the Grant AME Church, Los Angeles.
Amen.
So no matter
you.
What we go through and all, it is a testament that God's in him. And even though we don't understand it, have faith and believe. He's already worked it out.
Thank you so very much for that, Sister Sparkles, for that powerful. No matter what we're going through, he's already worked it out. He's already worked it out. What a blessing. He had already worked the woman with the issue of blood. He had already worked it out for her. All she had to do was to just have the relationship with him and believe by faith, and she was made whole. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Sparkles. We certainly appreciate that because there is nothing greater than love. All right, this time we're going to be featured with the Miracle Prayer Within, and that's our focal point that will be brought to us this morning by Sister Alexis Walker-Jones. Good morning, Sister Alexis. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. It's my pleasure to be here with you all this morning. Good morning to everybody.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing me to share a few thoughts on this Miracle Prayer Day. And I want to talk about the miracle within. Who doesn't want to witness a miracle? And do miracles still exist today? And what exactly is a miracle? So a miracle can be described as a highly improbable or extraordinary event or development. I recently returned home from vacation and left my electronic devices and some important papers on the plane. I filled out a lost item report, but I knew there was a possibility I'd never see those items again. However, 2 days later, I received a call from the airline saying they had retrieved my items and everything was intact. For me, that was a miracle. A miracle can also be described as an amazing product or achievement. A mother might consider discovering Pampers after using cloth diapers a miracle. And then a miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws. it's actually considered the work of a divine agency. In the Bible, we read how Jesus healed a blind man and how he told a lame man to get up and walk. We know the story of how he fed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. And then, of course, there's the miracle of Jesus himself rising from the dead. You know, I experienced a miracle, a personal miracle, an extraordinary, unexplainable event many years ago. I was home from college, and at the behest of my mother, I went to church one Friday night. This was a condition for going to a party afterward with my boyfriend. You know how mothers can be, my house, my rules. But something happened at the end of the message. I found myself making a strange, unplanned move. I felt compelled to walk to the front for prayer. Now, believe me, this was definitely not the plan for that Friday night. However, when I left church that night, I was not the same person that arrived. I felt a peace that I had never experienced. It seemed as though the world was quiet and it looked clearer. You know, it's that feeling of putting on glasses after straining to see. I later learned that asking Jesus into your heart is an invitation for the Spirit of God to take up residence within you. And that's a miracle. I mean, what else can you call it when you walk through a door one way and walk out a short while later a different person? What do you call it when you go from anxiety to peace or from conditional happiness to an unexplainable joy? From being weighed down with the burdens of life to, well, feeling lighter. It's called a miracle, and it happens within. So here's the thing. God's presence within us gives us the power to do what he says and to be what he purposed us to be. Without the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to even see the miracles that happen around you and in your own life. He removes the blinders. Let me end with this one scripture from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 in the New Living Translation. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly realms, end quote. This miracle is available to us, and it happens within. Thank you, Dr. Jesse, for allowing me to share.
And thank you for such a beautiful reading for our focal point this morning. Thank you so much, The Miracle Within, Sister Alexis. All right, as we continue with our program this morning, we're going to have a testimony, another testimony brought to us this morning, by Sister Neela Lewis, a very powerful testimony she's going to bring to us this morning. Once again, Sister Lewis, why don't we first, you can either do the testimony first or the reading first, whichever your choice would be.
Okay. I'll read. Praise be to God. Father, as we read the word, may our hearts be bathed with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. I asked for strength. God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me brain and brawn to work. I asked for courage. God gave me danger to overcome. I asked for love. God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors. God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. Remember, there is a curve called failure. And there is a loop called confusion. Speed bumps called friends. Red lights called family. You will have flats called jobs. But if you have a spare called determination, an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, and a driver called Jesus, you will make it to a place called success. Praise be to God. Amen.
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 Amen. I have a little testimony. You know, I am a nurse for a long time, and I hurt my back so badly. I have herniation. I have protrusion. I also met an accident, tore up my C-spine, C2-4, protrusion, just everything with my spinal cord. Sometimes it pressed so hard, I can hardly walk. I remember first when I had it, I couldn't move or walk for months. And I said, Lord, am I going to be like this for all my life? And I prayed to God. The doctor said, you must have surgery. But my child was only 4 years old, and I have been taking care of all these patients who have spinal cord compression, and they didn't turn out too well. So I said, no, I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to depend upon God. And I didn't take their medicines either. They gave me all these strong medicine, and I didn't take it. The Lord said, don't take it. So I used herbs and, you know, different things that God showed me to use. But here I am. I can run and jump now. Anyhow, at this age, I don't want to tell you my age. Anyhow, I went to Jamaica in September of last year to bury my sister-in-law, my husband's sister. And I went to church. And I've never been to the restroom there, so I didn't know the place very well. So I was waiting on my nephew to come and pick me up. And I said to my husband, hold my bag, and I'm going to the restroom. So when I went, I asked the people who were sitting there, where is the restroom? They said, oh, it's a way back there. It's a big conference hall. It's not a church. It's just, you know, the whole conference. And so I walked down, and I opened the door, and I started looking out to see the restroom, the female section. So I wasn't looking down. I just opened the door, and so I just continued to step to the restroom. But it wasn't a continuation. There was a deep step down, like maybe two blocks. I don't know why they make that place like this, but it was like a whole block or two. And when I stepped to go to the bathroom, I found myself stepped down, deep down too, with a person who has a back problem. And when I fell, I felt myself going down. And I said, Lord, have mercy, because I knew I wasn't on any ground. I was in the air going down. And I felt my back, you know, bent and going down. And the Holy Spirit said, stretch out your hands. So I stretched my hands out, and I went down on the palm of my hands, and also, you know, I felt my leg twisted, my hip twisted, especially the left one. The right one wasn't too bad. And so I looked both sides, nobody. And so I said, let me try to get up. And I tried. It was kind of hard. But I struggled, and I stood up, and I went to the bathroom. I had my phone in my hand. And so when I was in the bathroom, the phone fell, and I heard somebody outside said, what's that? Did you fall? And I didn't answer. So when I came out, I was so much in pain. I was washing my hands, and there was the lady who was right beside me. She said, are you okay? Mama, are you okay? And I said, no, I fell out there. She thought I fell inside the bathroom. And she said, oh, what can I do for you? Can I help you? And so we came out to where I fell. And when I looked, she saw a gentleman, another brother, was coming. And he said, come and pray. Come and help me pray for Mama. And they prayed for me. And we spoke. And I was there for a while talking to them. And, you know, I said, you know, I went to Cornwall School of Nursing right up there. It was, you know, and we're talking. And so I took their numbers and their names, but I forgot. I couldn't remember their names or their number because I wanted to really call them to tell them thank you. But this morning, when I came on, I was on the phone trying to text people to come on the line. And when I looked, I saw this message that I am so-and-so. Remember you had a little accident in Jamaica and I'm calling you to... And so I listened and I said, oh, I've seen this name, but I couldn't remember where the name came from. And so I started texting him and the Holy Ghost said, you told Dr. Jesse that you didn't have a testimony, but you have a testimony. Remember in September when you fell on your weak, injured spine and you did not hurt any more than you used to. You were able to walk. It was hard for you to go up the stairs at the hotel, but your husband helped you and I helped you. You didn't break a spine. You didn't have to go to the hospital. Look at your age, and you didn't have to, you didn't break any bones. You have a testimony. I said, yes. So I text Dr. Jesse and I said, you know, I told you I didn't have a testimony, but I do have a testimony. Do you see how God works? I do have a testimony because people of my age don't fall on their hip and don't break their hip. So I want to give God thanks this morning. I want to give him all the praises due to his wonderful name for preventing me from breaking my hip. Because if I had broken my hip, maybe you wouldn't even hear my voice because I would be lying there, get bed sores, get infected, and die. So God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your name this morning because you are great. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. You are our greatest friend. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your name. I may be in pain, yes, but it always reminds me that I could have died a long time ago with all these accidents and turning patients and hurting myself. But God has spared my life this morning to praise his wonderful name and to follow him and to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us with that reading this morning as well as your powerful testimony. And we're so grateful that that fall that you had did not exacerbate your existing injuries. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Sister Neela Lewis, for that. And we look forward to you coming back as a prayer warrior, our final prayer warrior this morning. Right now we're going to go ahead with our first prayer warrior this morning in the person of Sister Cassandra Wright. She will, at this time, we're going to unmute several of the lines. If you have a special prayer request, You can press 1 on your dial. Many of you all are already in the queue having pressed 1. But if you have a special prayer request, you want to press 1 early enough so that we can get to you. Sister Wright, we'll take about 3 of these prayer requests because we have 2 other prayer warriors. And so we'll go ahead with 3 at this time. If you want to get in your prayer request this morning, Sister Wright's going to write your name down. Please, please speak clearly and give her your prayer request. If you're praying on behalf of someone else, you want this is an intercessory prayer as well. Then if you want to let it be known through an intercessory prayer that you're praying for someone, please be so kind to give their name as well. Give their name. Give your name first and then give their name and then your prayer request. All right. Good morning, Sister Wright. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to open up the phone line so that people can give their prayer request this morning. Sister Wright.
Amen. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Thank you. God bless you. Good morning, everyone.
All right. If you have a special prayer request this morning, you can certainly go ahead and give her that now.
Please. This is Sister Lewis. Could you please pray for a young lady by the name of Tiffany and pray for her friend Carol? She came on the prayer line yesterday morning, didn't ask anything from God for herself, but she's praying for her friend Carol who has cancer of her uterus.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, is there anyone else?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Tanisha. Please keep my friend Adia. Her name is Adia in your prayers. She's been having some eye troubles, but just keep her in your prayers. And I also have an unspoken prayer request. This is Tanisha. If you can pray for me as well, an unspoken prayer request. Thank you.
Sister Wright, this is Pastor Roll. And two, I would love you to specifically pray, for my health. You know, I'm getting up in age now, and, you don't have that energy, but basically strength that you once had. So just pray that the Lord will continue to, keep me, restore and renew my youth. And also I want to continue to pray for the great work that Dr. Walker is doing. And, he's encouraging people and trying to help people in improving their relationships and help disadvantaged children and, families that are hungry at home and abroad. And I think he's doing a great work. So we want to continually pray that God will hold his hands up so that it's not about us, but it's about helping others. And that's the kind of attitude he has. So let's keep Dr. Walker in our prayers and what he, in his efforts and what he's doing in at home and abroad.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, you all, and God bless you. I am Apostle Wright, and I will be praying for you all today. And I thank God for a new day. And I say to you all to continue to trust in the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you on this day. First and foremost, for who you are. We thank and praise you, Father God, for all the great and mighty things that you have already done. We thank you, Father God, because you are God and you are God alone. And Father God, for you have made each and every one of us, and you know all our situations, Father. And Lord God, we put it all on the altar today. Glory to God, Father. We thank and praise you for being the great I am in us, God, that we can call upon your name, hallelujah, Lord God. And you said where two or three gather together, in the midst you're there. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, to go and be with us on this day, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us in every step of the way. We pray for Sister Lewis, for she's asking for prayer for Tiffany, glory to God, and for Carol, Lord God, for she have cancer. Father God, for you have made the body from head to toe, Lord God, and you know how to go in and to pull and root up out what's not supposed to be there. Lord God, and sometimes you may allow things to happen or for us to go through, glory to God, Lord God, that we may have faith, even more faith to believe, glory to God, not just for ourselves, Father God, but for somebody else, glory to God, that they may see and look upon us, glory to God, and know that this was God's doing. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Father God, even that it may be a witness, glory to God, for Sister Lewis, God. Hallelujah, Father God, that she asked for prayer and her prayers were answered, God, on this day. We pray, hallelujah, for Tanisha, God, for her friend, niece Adia, God, hallelujah, for her situation, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. And we trust and believe, Father God, but eyes have not seen nor ears have heard, glory to God, the great things that you have in store for them that believe upon your name, Father. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name, God, for Pastor Rowe, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for himself, for his health, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But you have heard his request, glory to God. He's making it known, God, in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree with him today, hallelujah, believing, hallelujah, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he shall receive his help, that he shall walk in healing, glory to God, each and every one, hallelujah, I pray in Jesus' name, glory to God, it's upon, hallelujah, this broadcast, God, under my voice, God, that you have allowed to be on the air, to hear, God, hallelujah, that you will send out the blessings, God, send out more faith. Send out more grace into our hearts, our minds, our spirit, God. Hallelujah. Even with Dr. Walker, God, we give you grace and mercy. Hallelujah. And thank you, God. Hallelujah. For him, for this podcast, God, for blessing so many people. Glory to God. And I pray a special prayer even for my family, my children, our children's children, God, on today, for the sick, the shut-in, and the bereaved families, God, all around the nations, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Because as we come together and pray together and stand together, glory to God, it's nothing that can't be done. Hallelujah. Through you. Hallelujah. As we continue to have faith and to stand and to walk. Hallelujah. Together. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we do pray. In each and every one, hallelujah. Go today knowing that whatever you have prayer for or need prayer for, trust and believe that the great I am in you can do it. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you for the prayers of all the people and all the prayer requests. Pastor Rowe, thank you for that special prayer request on my behalf as well. This time we're going to go ahead, continuing with our program this morning. You know, it just touches my heart. We didn't have someone to sing the song of meditation, and now God has sent two extra people to do the song of meditation, and then a third one. So he's always working things out for us, always, always, always working things out. We were also, I saw Miss Yvonne Evans on the line this morning. It was nice to see Sister Evans. She's in charge of also a prayer ministry, and if she comes back in the queue by pressing one, we will give her a moment or two to say something if she wants to just say hello to everyone. I know that she has a very busy and tight schedule, so she's certainly welcome to do that if she would like to. All right, we're going to continue with our program this morning, and we're going to bring another, we're going to have right now another testimony. We're going to be featured with another testimony. We're going to bring Sister Shannon Bright in for another powerful testimony. We're going to bring her in line now. Good morning, Sister Bright. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Like Grandma Lewis, I wasn't prepared for a testimony. How are you?
We're wonderful. Thank you for being there.
Dr. Jesse, let me ask you a question. Can I do this? It's your show. Instead of giving a testimony, can I move forward with the song as my testimony? Or do you want me to wait and do the song?
The song will be for the song of meditation, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'm going to move forward with a testimony. And
okay.
I just want to say, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. The song will be for the song of meditation.
The song of meditation is my testimony, and we will all agree because the song that I'm going to play is called So Much to Thank God For.
We can wait and do it that time at the song of meditation, and then you can give your testimony as well. You want to do that?
No, I'll go ahead and do a quick testimony because it's going to be brief. I was just going to say, actually, I was quick to say I don't have a testimony, but we all have a testimony because, as the older people would always say, our beds were not our cooling boards last night. People are leaving here at a tremendous rate. Young people, older people, just people in general. And we are in a world of angry people, people that we are fighting against. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and demons. So my testimony today is simple. Still here. The Lord woke me up in my right mind. His yes is yes. His no is no. His wait is wait. So I'm just so thankful just to be on the wake-up list this morning. Oftentimes the things that we take for granted, simple things that we wake up when we can see, we wake up and we can hear, we wake up and we're in our right mind, we wake up and we can get out of the bed without assistance. All these things that are just natural to us are really daily testimonies that we have. So I just say glory to God and thank you, God, for giving me more time, not only for myself, but to be about your business, your will. Because last night when Grandmother Lewis sent me a text asking me to be on the program, I was already asleep because I'm an early bird. I go to Friday, I'm like exhausted. And the Lord woke me up at 6:26, not an alarm clock, at 6:26. And I looked at my phone and I immediately sent you the message this morning. So I just said, thank God, because he's our everything. He's our alarm clock. He's our counselor. He's our protector. So that's my testimony this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Sister Shannon triggered on something that sparked my brain this morning. As a therapist, I get calls at all hours of the day and sometimes during the night, and it's quite alarming, and sometimes it's overwhelming. But I just thank God for his mercy and his grace. I received a text message, I think it was late evening Tuesday, and I know that every day is a kind of a hectic day, but I give God the glory and the praise every single day. And someone sent me a text message that said, I need to talk to you tonight, please call me. And I don't always check my phone every night, or my phones, I should say. And I was so tired, I went to sleep. Matter of fact, I went to sleep with my iPad in my lap on the bed. And the next morning I got up and I saw that text message, and I called the person immediately after I had my praise and worship that morning. And the person was just totally distraught, and I asked what was going on. She said that she spoke with her best friend, Sunday. I get this text message Tuesday evening, and then I called her Wednesday morning. But she said to me she received a call from her best friend, and they talked about three times that day, Sunday, and it was a rejoicing phone call. And Tuesday, she received a call from the lady, her best friend's family, her children, that knew her and said that the woman had passed away. She had committed suicide. And so, you know, as Sister Shannon was saying this here, you know, it struck my mind about, you know, mental illness, our health, the world that we live in today, and we did a show on that last week. The world that we live in today, we're living in perilous times, crucial times. And I just can't see how God would allow this to go on even further, you know, for an extended period of time, because he says he will come quickly, because, you know, otherwise no one would be saved. I mean, we are living in perilous times, but we certainly thank God for his mercy and his grace. And when I asked this woman about what has she been going through, and she says she was distraught because her husband had left her 2 years ago for a younger woman, and she never got over that. But she never knew that the woman had reached that point, so that she would take her own life over that. And I said, well, did they have children? She said, they have three adult children. And, you know, so I'm saying this to you all this morning, that if God places something on your heart that I need to call this person, don't wait. Call them. You know, tell them that they're loved. See, one thing that I'm realizing, that what we're missing, and you hear me say it, there is nothing greater than love. The Bible tells us that love conquers all. Even this day, call someone that you haven't called and just tell them, say, you know what, I'm lifting you up in prayer. I'm thinking about you. How's it going? How's your family? Pray for each other's families and their children. And just be intentional. Be purposeful. You know, I was thinking about you. Don't let it be that, you know, we assume that everything is okay. People are going through some crucial times right now financially. I travel every day into different parts of the city throughout Georgia, and I'm seeing homelessness. I'm seeing all sorts of things happening. People are driving recklessly. So let's just keep each other in prayer, but specifically call someone and let them know that you love them, that you're thinking about them. Do you need anything? Listen, you all, I mean, it doesn't hurt to send somebody $5 or $10, you know, just to find out, hey, have you eaten? You know, what's going on? Be purposeful and intentional. And, you know, buy somebody some food. Do something for somebody out there, because that's where the real blessings come. And I don't mean to take up this time, but Sister Shannon sparked something. And when it comes to me like that, that's the Holy Spirit speaking that I must say something. So listen, I charge all of you all, because we're all ambassadors for Christ. We can help somebody out there. And some people are sitting on, they're like, well, I'm hoarding this money. You know, I'm sitting on $40,000. I'm sitting on $2,000. I'm sitting on $500. But you know what? I have learned, and all the eulogy that I have preached, you know, all of the funerals that I've preached at, the one thing is certain. No, I've never seen a hearse, a bank truck, you know, a Brinks truck, or one of these trucks that carry the money. Never seen them behind a funeral, the hearse. I guess that's what they call that car. I should know it, but, you know, help me, Holy Spirit. I've never seen that Brinks truck traveling about behind that funeral car. Never. We can't take it with us. The only thing that leaves this planet with us is the character that someone will speak about of who we were at that time. So, you know, only what we do for Christ will last. And, you know, be a blessing to somebody else. Don't just sit on what you have. I'm telling you. because you never know when it's your day, and a lot of people are just a paycheck away from poverty themselves. So be purposeful, be intentional. And thank you, Sister Shannon, for bringing that to my heart this morning. All right, we're moving right along with the program this morning, and we're going to have is there someone that would like to even God has impressed upon your heart that you want to give a brief praise report or a testimony? I'll open up the phone line just before we go to the next prayer warrior. Just you want to give a 2 or 3 minute praise report of how good God has been to you. All right, we'll open up just the lines just briefly here. Anyone?
I spoke already. I really didn't want to speak again, but there is silence, and there shouldn't be any silence because God has done so much for us, wherein we are glad. And so the air that we breathe, if we want to know how much this air that we breathe is so important that God has given us this morning to each and every one of us. Some last night was their last breath, and they are no more. The clock is alarming, and there is no one to turn it off. Oh, mighty God, because that breath from God was taken away. But here we are this morning. God has given us that breath. We still have that breath, not because we are better than they, but because God has given us another opportunity to make our calling and election sure. Praise God. Praise His wonderful name. Lord, your name is worthy to be praised. May we love one another. May we follow Jesus. May we be disciples of Jesus. May we love. Love, because when we have love, Jesus says the world will see that you are my disciples. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Sister Lewis, thank you. Thank you so very much. The Holy Spirit is here with us this morning, you all. At this time, we're going to go into our second prayer warrior. Sister Shannon Bright will bring us. So once again, give her your name clearly, and give her, if you're interceding for someone, give her that information as well, that name, and then the prayer request. So we will go with that now. The phone lines are open. If you have a prayer request, we'll take about 3 here, and then we'll have a final prayer warrior. Sister Lewis will come back to us at that time. If there be anyone, please let it be known at this time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sister Shannon, and good morning, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roland, and everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie, and I'm calling just on prayer for my family, myself, and also for everyone, all, you know, some families who lost their loved ones. And for all the good people, and for my business. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there another?
Good morning. This is Sister Alexis. I have a prayer request for Virginia. She's my cousin, and she's battling cancer. And she had a bad fall recently. So I want to pray for her as well as my son, his wife, and his family. Pray for their marriage and their children. Thank you.
Can I get your son's name?
Yes.
Or his initials?
His name is Brandon.
Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his wife's name?
Zanta, Zanta.
And how many kids do they have?
4.
4 kids. Okay. Thank you, Sister Alexis. Is there another?
Good morning, Sister Shannon. This is Rosette.
I have an
hey,
unspoken prayer.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
I have an unspoken prayer request, and I want to praise God for his traveling mercies because I went on vacation. I was gone for about 10 days, just got back Wednesday night, and I can see, you know, the miracles that God worked as we went and traveled.
Amen. I need a vacation, Sister Rizet, so welcome back.
Thanks.
Dr. Jesse, you want me to go with those three?
Please, unless we have one more prayer warrior, so we'll go with that. And pray for the speaker of the hour. And Sister Lewis can do it as well. But Sister Serena Dowdle, Sister Serena, will be bringing us the message this morning. So we're praying for her this morning that God will use her in a mighty way.
Amen. Do I sound loud and clear?
You do. You do.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Father God, Lord, we thank you. God, Lord, when I just think about that the God of the universe said, you said in your word that you incline your ear to hear us. Just little old me, little old us, Lord, you love us so much, and Lord, we are so, so thankful for that. It's hard for our little finite minds to just imagine your greatness, Lord, and the love that you have for us. But, Lord, we are so thankful that you have sent the word. The word is full of confirmations of how you feel about us and what you have done for us and what you will do for us, Lord. All of those things from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning all the way into the end when you will come and receive us and take us back to that land made new. So, God, we are so, so thankful. Lord, I lift up Sister Marjorie this morning. Lord, our sister has had many trials and tribulations with deaths and many things in the family, oh God. But Lord, we are so thankful that you are a God that heals wounds. We know wounds of death and loss, Lord. Those are wounds that never go away, God. We just learn to deal with them, Lord. But God, you said that you are the comforter, Lord. So I ask that you be with our dear sister, Lord. Continue to sustain her. Continue to give her the peace that only you can give her and her family, Lord. And, Lord, just have your way. Lord, so thankful that you know all things, but you told us to come to you and make our requests known, God. So that's what we do. And you said in your word, where two or more gather, that you will be there, oh God. So, Lord, we are so thankful that you are a God that loves us, and you do answer and hear our prayers, Lord. So continue to bless Sister Marjorie and her family, Lord. Lord, Sister Alexis did not answer anything for herself, Lord. But God, you said in your word, when we pray for others, we indeed are blessed, Lord. So I ask that you bless Sister Alexa for whatever her needs and her desires are that she is petitioning your throne for as well. Lord, her cousin Virginia is going through cancer. Lord, I am a cancer survivor, so I know what comes with that, God. Lord, when you get that diagnosis, you see your life flash before your eyes, God. But we are so glad that God, doctors can diagnose, but you are a God that can heal. You are a God that restores, Lord. And nothing is over until you say it's over. So I lift up my pink sister, Virginia, Lord. I ask that you continue to touch her body, Lord. Touch her mind. Bless the doctors that are taking care of her, Lord. Help that they are filled with wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Help that each and every treatment plan, whether she's in the midst of that valley or if she has completed her treatment plans, that her bones are restored because chemo makes the bones very brittle, Lord. But, Lord, I am a testimony to say today, after going through many chemos, Lord, that you are a God that restores, Lord. So we are just so thankful for what you're going to do for our sister Virginia and how Alexis is going to come back with a miraculous report of what you have done, how your healing power has touched her body, oh God. Lord, I lift up her son, Brandon, and his wife, Zanta, and the four children, God. Lord, we know that the enemy is angry about marriage between a woman and a man. He despises that. And Lord, everything that God has created, Satan has come about to make a counterfeit. But Lord, a husband and a wife, you said a man that finds a good wife a wife finds a good thing. So I lift up their marriage, Lord. I answer that nothing that the enemy attempts to do prosper. Lord, I answer that the enemy, that you rebuke the devourer that is attacking this marriage, Lord, whatever is going on, Lord. Lord, we know that you know all things, Lord. And, Lord, when we're praying things that that is within your will, we know that you will answer our prayers, God, because that is definitely in your will. Happily married husbands and wives, men and women, Lord, and families, Lord, because that is what you have blessed us with. So, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Lord, I answer any demonic angels that exist in that home, that it be a spiritual warfare and that they are cast out in Jesus' name. Father God, I lift up the Rosette, Lord. You have brought her back safely. You have extended safe traveling mercies. You have covered them. Lord, we are so thankful for that, Lord. Lord, if our eyes could be open, God, you are such a God filled with wisdom that you have even shielded our eyes from spiritual things that we should not see. If we were to actually see the spiritual warfare that was going around us, even now, Lord, we would drop dead and probably a fear. So, God, we are just so thankful for what you have done for us. We're thankful for the safe traveling mercies, Lord. My sister has an unspoken request, God. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord, so I ask that you handle that according to your riches, your glory, your will, and your way, God. Lord, and we know that you love us without a doubt, so we know however you handle the situation, it is handled, and all things work together for the good of those that love you, oh God. Lord, I lift up our speaker, the woman of God, Sister Serena, this morning, Lord. Serena has a word from on high, Lord, and we are just thanking you in advance for that word, Lord, the blessings that will come out of her mouth, not from her, but from you, because her sermon will be directly from the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank Dr. Jesse, Lord, that is consistent about your business, Lord. Continue to bless our brother and keep him. Cause your face to shine upon him. Give him peace, enlarge his territory, Lord, and we are just so thankful for what you're going to do for his life. And, Lord, anything that I have forgotten, I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit is interceding always on my behalf, Lord. And we love you. We honor you. You are a good God, and your mercy endure forever and ever, even until the end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shannon Bright, for such a wonderful prayer. Thank you so very much, and always being a timely prayer warrior. This morning, as we move on with our program, we have just a few more minutes before our speaker will be coming to us this morning. And I just want to encourage all of us out here, just before Sister Neela Lewis comes on as final prayer warrior, I want to encourage all of us to really, really take stock in this day and realize that, you know, we're already in June. You know, they're saying this is hurricane season. You know, but we know who controls everything, and that's our Creator. But we're already in June. It seems like it was just, we were just welcoming the year 2023, and we're halfway, you know, we're almost at that halfway mark. Time is going fast, and I believe that God is moving things faster to bring an end to things. I really believe that with all my heart, and I just want to say that it is imperative that we reach out and show people our love, our support, that we care. People will know you care when you show that you care, you know. So I want to just be us to be mindful of that. And this time we're going to have our final prayer warrior. We're going to bring in Sister Neela Lewis, and once again, the lines will be open. If you have a special prayer request, we're going to ask that you give that. You can press 1 on your dial. Many of you are already in the queue. Sister Lewis, I'm going to ask that you prayer request for my baby girl, that she has to have a procedure. She's had a procedure. And that she will, God will give her a speedy recovery on that, my baby girl. All right. Are there any others?
Yes, I have a prayer request. My name is Diana Sanderson, and I wanted to put a prayer request in for my mother, who is going in for knee replacement surgery on Monday. And also, I have a friend, Delisa, who was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. She's in her 30s. She has 3 children, so she just has some concerns about that. So if you could pray for Sylvia, for a successful knee surgery and then a successful recovery so that she has full mobility, and for Delisa, just that she is able to undergo her treatments and that she's really healed from cancer, that this is something that does not come back. That would be my request.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy faith had made thee whole. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hear another.
Yes.
Another prayer request? Any other? Okay. You know, I don't want to go against the program, but the Holy Spirit said, just play a verse of this song. Because, you know, when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago approximately, when people came, especially on the Sabbath day, oh, have mercy, that was the day when Jesus Christ healed most people. And if you notice, he would say to them, when they come asking for healing, like blind Bartimaeus, he said to him, do you believe, oh, praise be the Lord, that gentleman who was not a Jew, he was a Gentile, and he came, he said, you know, sir, just don't worry to come to my house. You're so busy. So many people are pulling you back and forth. Just speak the word only. I've heard you spoken. But so just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. That's faith, brothers. That's faith, sister. When Jesus was marveled, Jesus has never been marveled before. He said, this man was not an Israelite. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. And he had such great faith. He had such great faith. Listen.
A woman one day.
Hallelujah.
Tried many positions. But Kelly Goober in the
morning, if we could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. They all just reach out by faith this morning, knowing that we have a God who sits on his throne. We have a God who loves us. We have a God who can do the impossible. If he can give Sister Sarah a child when she was 90 years old, everything was dried up. Everything was dried up, but Jesus gave her a child when she was 90 years old. It's the same God. And so this morning we come to you, Father. Dr. Jesse is asking you to touch his baby this morning in the name of Jesus. You know what's going on with her. You know everything. You know everything, the things that we don't even know. Not even the doctor sometimes know, but you know. And so, Father, could you please reach out your hands this morning. Send your anointing angels with healing in their wings and touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Not only her body, but her mind. Oh, mighty God, touch her heart this morning and draw her closer to you so that she will walk in righteousness. Oh, Father, we pray as Sister Diana asks blessings upon her mother who is going to have a knee replacement, Sister Sylvia. She's going to have a knee replacement in the name of Jesus. Be with her, God. Be with her. You are the surgeon. You are the greatest doctor, Jesus, the greatest surgeon. Touch those knees and heal her without any complication. She's also asking to bless Delicia, who now has breast cancer. She has 3 children to take care of. Lord, when we hear of cancer, the first thing comes to our mind is death. But in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke the old dragon. We rebuke the old dragon who wants to tear us down. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give us more abundantly. So, Lord, bless Delicia. Be with her, Lord. Strengthen her and help her, Lord Jesus, to hold on to you, who is the mighty rock of ages. Give her healing, God. Touch her body. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, give her wisdom. Give her knowledge. Give her understanding to use the herbs of the land that you have given to us. Please, Lord Jesus, do your work in our lives. And every person today who has come to ask for some blessing from you this morning. Some do not even open their mouths, Lord, because sometimes they may not even believe. Sometimes they believe, but they keep quiet. And so, Lord, you read our hearts. You know our hearts. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So look on our heart this morning and touch our bodies, touch our mind, touch us. Touch us, Jesus, as never before, so we can leave here not the same that we came. And so, Father, we pray for the speaker, Sister Serena, as she impart your word. Open her mind, Lord. Touch her tongue. Touch her tongue, dear Jesus. Give her a new tongue from Jesus Christ, so that as she speak, our hearts may be melted, and we will be obedient to your commandments. Lord, touch us, Lord, and help us to remember that today is the Sabbath day, the holy day that you have made it, and no man can change it. So help us, Lord, to be obedient, because if we love God, we must keep his commandments, because we love you. And when you come, you will take us home to live with you eternally, because you love us, and you gave your life for us. So help us, Lord, to be obedient and turn over our lives to you this morning, wholly and completely, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer this morning, and all of our prayer warriors. We thank you so very much as we prepare now for the Divine Hour. I want to go ahead at this time and give you the introduction of our speaker this morning. This morning, our speaker of the hour comes to us with her own story and how God has brought her from a mighty long way. I was introduced to her a few months ago, and she has truly been an inspiration to me, as well as so many others. It's interesting, as a radio show host, I get to meet a lot of people, but not personally. I've not personally had the opportunity to meet her in person, but just by phone. And let me tell you, that introduction and so forth has just been such an inspiration to me, and you'll hear it in her ministry this morning. Our speaker is a young woman of faith whom God is using in such a powerful way. She's an entrepreneur in her own business, as well as one who is about the business of her Heavenly Father. She's a co-host of my shows, and we are so blessed to have her as part of our team. After the music of meditation this morning, the next voice you should hear will be that of our speaker, Sister Serena Dowdell. Hear ye her. To God be the glory.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. The song is titled So Much to Thank God For.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Serena?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Hi. Hello. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Happy new month. I just wanted to start off and say, first and foremost, thank you all so much for the prayers. I appreciate it very much. It was very needed and appreciated. And also thank you, Dr. Walker, for just everything you do, for cultivating this space for us, for allowing us to, you know, have a space to come, to listen, to hear, to worship. And thank you all for allowing me to share, you know, time and space with you guys this morning. So as we've been talking about the mustard seed, you know, mustard seed faith, I want to share these things with you all. And I know none of this is going to be new information. It's kind of the theme of our, you know, talk today. But I just wanted to share it in a way that my mind and my view is, and just kind of through my life experiences, I guess you can say. So first and foremost, I wanted to share or to talk about the mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed. So in one of the hats that I wear in this world is I am a chef. And so I have mustard seeds, celery seeds. I have all these different seeds in my herbal cabinet. And so the size of a mustard seed, I don't know the exact measurement, but for everyone that I know is listening, I'm sure you have seen it either in person or on pictures or something. The mustard seed is so, so, so small. Right. And I think it's just such a warm and loving thing that in the Bible, when Jesus talks about us having faith the size of a mustard seed, I believe that Jesus is trying to get us to understand it's not about the quantity of faith or the quantity of, you know, what you're doing, but it's about the quality. It's about the quality that you are able to put into your faith, right? And what is faith? Dr. Walker brought this up earlier this morning. Faith is the assured expectation of things hoped for and not yet seen, right? So I want to break that down one more time. It's the assured expectation of things hoped for and not yet seen. So you are assured, you are confirmed in your spirit, in your being, in your heart that what you are wanting, what you are hoping for, what you are desiring is going to be met. It's already done. You don't see it yet, but you believe and know that it's done and it's taken care of. So this is the mindset that we are reminded to live in. This is what Jesus is commanding us and requiring us to move about in this world, because like we talked about, there's so many different challenges and things that we all have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And so sometimes we can forget, sometimes we can feel weary, sometimes we can be in a low, discouraged place, but that's okay because Jesus said you don't have to have faith the size of a mountain. He said only the size of a mustard seed, and that can move mountains. And speaking of that, I want to talk about that. I want to read this scripture that I know we've talked about earlier today. But Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Hang on a second. Let me pull this up. And this is Jesus talking. And he said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard grain or mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. And so just this small quantity of quality of faith, the size of the mustard seed, Jesus said that we can tell a mountain to move from one place to the other, and it'll do it. Why? Because nothing is impossible for us when we have this type of faith. And so I also wanted to bring up the point that faith is not dependent upon a specific action of our own, right? It's not, faith is not like, oh, you do this thing and now you have it, right? You show up in this church or you go to Bible study or you listen to whatever your parents or your spouse or whatever they say, then, oh, this is what faith is. Faith is not dependent upon a specific action of our own, but rather what we put our faith in. Right? What are we putting our faith in? What are we believing in? And I wanted to talk about surrendering, right? What does it mean to surrender? Surrender means to cease resistance and to submit to authority, right? So when we're talking about faith and following God and really being in a space of trusting, we have to surrender, and we have to know what that means. And so we have to know that ceasing resistance or stop trying to go against what God is telling us, right? But to really submit to God's authority. And in what ways can we surrender, right? I feel like a lot of times when we're discussing different biblical things, we can have all the tools and the knowledge, but maybe sometimes we don't know, and maybe need to be reminded. How can we utilize these tools on a day-to-day basis and in a small scale, right? Everybody is not called to, you know, have this huge mission or is not going out doing large things, but that doesn't mean that your story or your life is any less important. We are all very valuable. And so on the day-to-day, how can we utilize this? And I think one of the ways that, a few of the ways that we can surrender, we can look at our waiting period. We talked about this on the different calls we've had, right? Our waiting period. What do you do? What we do while we're in our waiting period matters, right? So when you're waiting for that companion in that relationship, what are you doing? Are you being a good steward of your singleness, right? Are you utilizing and maximizing the opportunity to connect with spirits, to connect with God while you're single, right? Or are you focused on just getting a person, right? When you're waiting for that job, that career that you've been praying for and asking God that's going to change your life and the lives of your children or your spouse or your family, right? What are you doing? Are you being a good steward of your money while you're waiting for this job? Are you showing up as the best you or the best employee at the job you currently hold while you're waiting for this dream job or this job that you're asking God to bless you with, right? If you're someone wanting children or have children or you're wanting to ask God to pray over you, I mean, to bless you in this area of children, right? What are you doing in preparation to become a parent, right? How are you treating yourself, your body, your foundation, right? And so I think that being mindful of how we go through the waiting period, are we being a good steward in this waiting period, is directly correlated to, are we truly living our lives in a surrendering mode, right? So I wanted to bring that up to remind us that, you know, even we forget, or, you know, it's hard, we're human, right? We mess up, we make mistakes, but as we're in this period, remember to surrender. I wanted to share another scripture here. Hang on here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 16 and 17. It says, besides all of this, take up the large shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the wicked one's burning arrows. Also, accept the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is God's word. And I wanted to share that briefly because as we're talking about this mustard seed faith, our mindset, I know we touched on mental health earlier, right? Because this is a very important and vital thing. And our mindset during this waiting season, our mindset while we are putting our faith and praying and asking God to lead us is so, so vital. And Ephesians is one of my favorite books because especially the scripture here is reminding us that one, our faith, even whether it's the size of a mustard seed or a mountain, regardless, our faith is a large shield, right, to protect us. And our mindset, what we put in our mind, how we utilize God's word, how we are able to ingest and digest and dissect God's word is our helmet of salvation, a protection of our mind, a protection of our crown. And so keep that in mind during this waiting season, during this, you know, praying for coming out of these diseases, coming out of the marital problems, all these things, that we are allowing our minds to be fortified with the helmet of salvation so that we can make it through this battle, right? Make it through this. And the last thing that I wanted to touch on here, another scripture I wanted to read, we again brought this up earlier, but the woman who bled for, 12 years, I believe, right here in Luke and chapter 8 and verses, I want to read a few verses here. So the first couple I wanted to read is 43 and 44. So now there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, and she had not been able to get a cure from anyone. So for 12 years, she had not been able to get a cure from anyone. Verse 44 goes on to say, she approached from behind and touched the fringe of his outer garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Immediately her flow of blood stopped, right? And I wanted to go down, drop down to verses 47 and 48. It says, seeing that she had not escaped notice, the woman came trembling and fell down before him and declared before all the people why she touched him and how she was healed immediately. But he said to her, in verse 48 it says, but he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And so, like Dr. Walker talked about earlier, this woman traveled through, oh my goodness, this crowd was humongous. And I'm sure she wasn't even thinking about getting pushed, stepped on. She wasn't afraid to get trampled. She wasn't thinking about anything. All she knew was that she had to touch, if she only just touched the fringe, just the very outer piece, if she could just get a hold of it in her entire being and spirit, she knew she had that assured expectation that she would be healed. And so when she touched Jesus, she was immediately healed because her faith was so strong that it healed her. And what did God tell us? What did Jesus tell us in Matthew? That nothing is impossible when we have this faith, right? And so when she, it wasn't the act of touching the garment that healed her. It wasn't that, oh, so now we just go start touching people's garments and now we're healed. No, it was the faith in the fact that when she touched the garment, she knew if she just got that close to Jesus that he would heal her. That is what healed her. The garment did not heal her. It was her faith, Jesus said, that healed her. And so I wanted us to kind of revisit this, because when we are thinking about our mindset and surrendering, this last point I wanted to bring out, how can we as a collective cultivate this type of faith daily, right? This is the type of faith that we need to continue to have, right? How can we do that on a daily basis? And when we bring it down on a smaller scale, I think it's important that we first and foremost remove what I like to call remove the outside noise, right? So remove the external distractions so that you can hear the inner, so that you can hear the inner voice, so that you can hear what God is trying to communicate with you on a daily basis. Because if things are so loud, if you think about a radio, right, if something is, you know, a boombox or whatever is so loud in your house or outside, can you hear really clearly what someone else next to you, maybe someone sitting right next to you, can you really hear what they're saying? No, if the thing is outside so loud, you cannot hear them even if they're right next to you. So this is a reminder to remove the outside noise so that we can hear the inner voice, so that we can hear what God is trying to communicate with us, and so that we can continue to move on a divine path, so that we can continue to move in alignment. But first and foremost, we must remove the outside noise. So if that distraction looks like a relationship you know you need not to be in, you need to take the steps to remove yourself. If that's a job that you know is draining you, you need to take care of that. If that is anything or person, place, circumstance that is pulling you away from your assignment, pulling you away from your divine calling, this thing, person, people, places needs to be removed, so that you can move in alignment. And know and trust that every step is necessary in your journey, right? Every step is necessary, even when those steps are hard, even when those steps are painful, even when it sometimes feels like, oh, my God, how many more steps do I have to get to the end? Please somebody, right? So even when those steps are, even when those steps are that way, remember that every step is necessary, right? And when I think about cultivating this faith on a daily basis, right, I think about a garden, right? I think about, when I think about the word cultivate, I think about land and the garden, because to cultivate something, typically, you know, the definition is typically synonymous with land, right? Cultivating land and growing a garden. And when we think about a garden, when you think about a garden, the fruit or the vegetables that your garden yields is directly correlated to how well you tend to it, right? So you don't just plant, you don't just throw the seeds in the soil and say, well, we'll just wait for the vegetables to grow, wait for the fruit to grow. No, you have to, one, first know how to line up the seeds, where they go, what goes near what, right? You have to make sure that the soil is fertile. You have to till it. You have to make sure that it gets the proper sunlight. You have to make sure it gets the proper food. You have to make sure it gets the proper water, right? Whether you're giving the water and or relying on the rain, right? And so when we think about that physical garden, we can compare that to our lives and look and say, hey, what am I feeding myself, right? Both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, all these things. How are you feeding yourself? On a daily basis, you need to be looking at, what are you eating? What are you feeding yourself, right? What are you digesting? How am I watering myself? What tools am I allowing to help me grow, right? Am I getting enough sunlight, right? Am I around or in a community that is going to be able to shine bright on me, that's going to be able to help me in seasons of dryness and I don't know where to go or how to do? Am I immersed in a community that's going to propel me towards the life that I'm trying to live in alignment with God? And so these things I just wanted to kind of put on our minds, on how we can cultivate and do these things daily, right? Making sure you take out every, if you guys notice, I've been listening to Dr. Walker all this morning when he was talking about when he replied back to somebody, or when he's talking, he talks about doing the work and answering the calls of people. But if you guys notice, he talked about first, after his praise and worship, after his, what he had to devote his time with God, right? So on a daily basis, are we sitting down and making sure we have those moments of, hey, it's me and you, God, it's me and Spirit, we're sitting here, whether it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, or hours, making sure you're setting aside that time daily, right? Are you able to express yourself and your emotions, journaling, writing things out healthily, right? Are you cleansing your space? Are you keeping an organized space in a car? Are you removing things that no longer serve you or belong to you? Or are you trying to hoard and hold on to everything because in your mind you're fearing, you have this mindset of lack, right? We don't want to have that. If you have that, we need to get rid of it. Because remember, God said, if we have the mustard seed size faith, then there is nothing impossible for us. There is nothing impossible for you. And everybody on this call listening, I hope, and my hope and my prayer is that, although we all know all of this information, that we take this as soil, as food, to really cultivate our daily garden with God and allow this day to start anew. We're in a new month. We're in a new day. We're in a new weekend. And if you didn't do it yesterday, it's okay. If you didn't do it already this morning, that's all right. When you get off the call, take that time to thank God. Take that time to really sit down and say, today I am starting this new routine. I am really putting my faith into this, that, and the other. And so thank you guys for listening, for allowing me to share with you all. And the last thing I'll say is that really, as we wrap this all up, how we're going to surrender and keep our mindset and really cultivate these things, the way that we're going to do that, the catalyst to do that, is to embody love, to truly embody love, not just show it or receive it, but embody, to become love. To embody means to become. So to become love every day and every step and every conversation and every call and every thought and every movement and action that you do, you become love. And this is how you'll be able to continue to surrender, to protect your mind, and to cultivate this mustard seed faith. Thank you, guys.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Sister Serena Dowdle, for such a powerful message this morning. And the Spirit was upon her, and I can tell by the calmness and her deliverance that God used her in such a mighty way. She gave us steps and she gave us strategies. You know, we were reminded about stewardship during our waiting season. She was speaking right to me when she said sometimes we've got to remove the external distractions in order to receive the internal blessings of the inner voice of God moving in alignment with God's will. And I think that's worth repeating, that we're reminded again about stewardship. What are we doing in our waiting season, she reminded us. You know, she gave us steps and the strategies. Remove the external. And I know sometimes I get so distracted with so many things. And, you know, but she's reminding us that to remove these things, put them aside so that we can hear God's voice, that inner peace that he gives us once we're aligned with his will. So thank you so very much for such a powerful word and a timely message for our hearts this morning. I want to go ahead now, and as we give our closing remarks, I want to once again thank our speaker of the hour. She's a young woman, and, I mean, a powerful woman that just, I mean, just has so much energy and love, and she gave us that charge this morning as well to love one another as Christ has given us and as Christ loves us. So special thanks to her, and also special thanks to all of our participants this morning on today's program. And we also want to thank our sponsors and subscribers. Without your love and support, this programming would not be possible. Thanks to Pastor Rowe for being a mentor to me personally and for all that he does in our goings and our comings and always being there as a pillar of strength. And he will give us our benediction momentarily. And please mark your calendars for our next International Divine Intervention Day program, which is in 2 weeks, June 17th, 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Please mark your calendar for June 17th. That will be our International Divine Intervention Day program. And, of course, if you desire to participate on the program, you'll receive a notification perhaps today. You can contact any of our staff or our volunteers, Sister LeBron, Sister Neela Lewis, Sister Charlotte Henry, Miss Woodbury. Even you can also, I'm putting Sister Shannon Bright in here as well. You can contact her for any of your desires to participate, whether it's singing, reading the scripture, want to be a prayer warrior, giving a testimony, or even a praise report. God is calling you to stand up and speak up. And once again, I want to just go ahead and thank all of our participants for your participation in getting up so early to be a part of our program. And now we're going to move with having our benediction by our international minister, Pastor Castillo Rowe. Pastor Rowe.
Well, as we close out, I just want to say this is a great day, a miracle day, and divine intervention. And we just thank you, God, for his power and glory, and that he has great miracles in store for us. And so let us, you know, which is based upon faith. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, be the only wise God, be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And may the Lord watch between me and all of us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This concludes our program, and have a good day, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Peace be unto you.
Okay. Have a good day, Dr. Walker, and great closing, Pastor Rowe, and have a great day, everyone, and God bless you, speak, everybody. Keep well and keep safe, everyone. Love you all.